This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Most of the world has rallied round Israel after the Hamas militant attack, which killed nearly 1,000 Israeli civilians. The Israeli response has been significant, with almost continuous airstrikes on Gaza City. Gazan residents and journalist Palista Alekhwad in an interview with Reuters News Service.
Happening is crazy. The situation is crazy. Literally no place is safe.
She said she'd only been told stories from her grandfather about such Israeli attacks, but had no way to fully understand what he was saying until now.
As a civilian and as a journalist, I obviously expected that there would be a response, but honestly, that intense, no one expected that. I'm sure of what I'm saying.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said Israel has the right to defend itself, but some of the decisions it has made in recent days are against international law. After emergency talks between the 27 EU ministers, Borrell said that the overwhelming majority of EU states opposed suspending aid to the Palestinian Authority and urged Israel not to cut water, food, or electricity to the Gaza area, urging humanitarian corridors for those trying to flee the territory. Germany announced an additional billion euros in military aid for Ukraine on Tuesday in a race to step up weapons delivery ahead of winter. The winter package includes an extra Patriot air defense system. Berlin will also send two more Iris-T air defense missile systems this month and will also give Ukraine 10 more state-of-the-art Leopard tanks, 3 additional anti-aircraft guns, and extra ammunition. This is VOA News. Canadian Union Unifor said on Tuesday it reached a tentative agreement with General Motors. The union just Tuesday morning had struck GM plants in Canada, joining U.S. union members on the picket lines. At least 29 people, including women and children, were killed in Myanmar in an attack on a refugee camp near the border with China. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports the camp was for internally displaced people.
The strike was one of the deadliest on civilians since the military seized power in a 2021 coup. That triggered conflict with a resistance movement and armed ethnic groups across the country. Video shared with and verified by Reuters showed residents in Liza preparing to bury dozens of victims in coffins laid out next to rows of freshly dug graves. The Shadow National Unity Government and the British Embassy in Yangon blamed the military for the shelling, which took place close to midnight on Monday in Kashin State. A spokesperson for the junta said the military was not responsible. China's foreign ministry called on, quote, relevant parties to resolve disputes peacefully and avoid escalation to ensure the security of the China-Myanmar border.
Reuters correspondent Edward Baran says the camp is about 3 miles from a base run by the Kachin Independence Army, which has been in conflict with Myanmar's military for years. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz has appeared in a Moscow City court seeking release from jail on espionage charges. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports he is not getting out.
Gershkovitz had a mostly blank expression as he appeared in the defendant's glass cage in the court in blue shirt, T-shirt and jeans. Later, he learned he'd lost the appeal to be released from jail on the charges, meaning he'll remain in bars at least through November 30. He marked 6 months in custody on September 29. Russia's Federal Security Service alleged the reporter was investigating Russia's military-industrial complex. He and the journal deny the allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The free fall of Argentina's troubled peso showed no signs of slowing down on Tuesday, with the local currency surpassing the psychological barrier of 1,000 pesos per U.S. dollar less than 2 weeks before a crucial election. The peso weakened to a historic low of 1,050 pesos per dollar in the informal parallel market on Tuesday, a jarring 200% gap between it and the value of the tightly controlled official exchange rate. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.